This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
If we get same-sex marriage in Australia, what exactly do religious organisations need to be protected from?
Earlier today, I spoke to Pastor Brad Chilcott from Australian Christians for Marriage Equality from Activate Church in Adelaide and asked him just that, as well as what he thought about Patterson's bill, protecting religious freedom.
Well, we disagree with the Senator Patterson bill, so we don't think for all of that. He says it's religious protection, but it's really discrimination protection for people who have an opposition to people of the same gender getting married. Senator Patterson's bill allows businesses to refuse people service and allows people who disagree with same-sex marriage being involved in any financial or business way with those marriages. So we don't think that's necessary. We think that's discriminatory and enshrining the ability for people to discriminate against other Australians based on their sexuality. It's a bit of a shock that anyone thinks this is valid, including Christians, who should be all for ending discrimination.
Originally, when it started, we were hearing a lot of think of the children and we have to protect religious organisations. And many religious organisations and many religious institutions have stood up in support of same-sex marriage, just like you guys have, to defend the rights of same-sex couples, but to also make people realise that these people and individuals don't speak on behalf of religion as a whole.
Well, that's right. There are thousands of Christians, and in fact some polls say the majority of Christians, who are supportive of marriage equality, and they at the same time think that religion should be free to practice their religion, but not at the expense of businesses having the right to refuse people service based on their sexuality, not at the expense of this harmful, unnecessary survey that has caused so much pain to our friends and neighbours and has added just an unnecessary time of Australians debating the validity of people's experience and relationships, and how that is in any way a loving, Jesus-like thing to do is astounding to me.
Why do you think they are putting so much effort in to create laws and bylines that separate religion and put it into a different way?
Honestly, I think there are a whole lot of factors going on here. I think there are a number of conservatives who want to make it again very clear that for them, people of same-sex orientation are second-class citizens, and they want to get a win somewhere, even though they know that they're going to lose this survey. I think there are people that want to shore up their conservative base and make it very clear that even though the survey is lost, we were on your side and we're standing with you. And I think there are people that, really want to have it out there that they believe that same-sex marriage is evil, and this is another way that they can make that publicly clear again. I think it's a really ugly approach, I think.
Honestly, do you think religious organisations need to be protected from same-sex marriage under the eyes of the law?
No, well, no, that need no further protection than they already have. I think any religion that believes marriage is a sacred thing that happens before their chosen deity should be able to decide what happens within their own church or their own mosque or their own temple. I think that's entirely fair, but those protections already exist. Beyond that, giving people the freedom to refuse people's service is going back to the days of the civil rights movements around the world, where we had to make it illegal for people to refuse people of different colour or gender service. And it's ugly that anyone would want us to go back to that kind of situation where a person, just on the basis of their sexuality, their relationship, could be denied full inclusion in our society.
That was Pastor Brad Chilcott from Australian Christians for Marriage Equality.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.